Welcome to the Daily Dental Podcast. I'm Dr. Addison Killeen, and each day I will give you one insight on how you can optimize your practice using the methods that have helped me grow to a multi-million dollar business while maintaining a balanced and healthy personal life. Good morning. If you're like me, then you love your morning coffee and your caffeine that comes in that coffee. Now, caffeine is the most widely used drug in the world. That might not shock you, actually. In fact, I'm drinking it right now, and let's remember how it works. When adenosine starts to build up in the brain, it leads to sleepiness. So when you wake up, you have a very small amount of adenosine, and as you get closer and closer to bedtime, it builds up. Well, it just so happens that when caffeine enters the system, then it pushes adenosine from those neuroreceptors, and the caffeine takes the spot, thereby giving you that wired feeling and less adenosine. So you can substitute tiredness for excitement. Similarly, you don't have to accept the emotion that is you feel first in any situation. You can choose an emotion and you can choose whatever you want to feel. Now, choosing is the most important part. Kind of like you can choose which caffeine molecule or adenosine fits into that neuroreceptor. Now, if we're going to choose any emotion, which one might be the one that would give us the quickest boost? Well, I'd offer that it's gratefulness. And so the drug I want you to use today is gratefulness. Now, remember that negativity bias. We're just naturally wired to look for the negatives. But the world is so full of terrible and negative information, and sometimes that leads us to take it all in. However, people are terrible at discriminating against negative information that matters and information that doesn't matter, the signal and the noise. So negativity comes in and fills all of our receptors, per se, and we need to switch that out with gratefulness. Now, researchers have shown that you can call gratitude into existence by choosing to focus on things in your life for which you are grateful. For example, in 2018, four psychologists randomly split people into groups that were either supposed to remember something for which they were grateful for or just something unrelated. Now, the result was amazing. The grateful group, the grateful remembering group, experienced five times as much positive emotion as the control group. Now, we're scientists. So if you wanted to know, gratefulness actually stimulates the medial prefrontal cortex part of the brain, and it's the reward pathway. So if you want a reward, you know, that dopamine rush in the prefrontal cortex, be grateful first. So it's kind of interesting. Chicken or the egg? Like, when does the dopamine rush actually come? And it's actually before the egg actually gets there. What's the best practice to help us in achieving more gratitude and grateful feelings? Well, it's probably best just to journal and write something down every day. The best way I've found to do this is with the Four Futures Journal, for sale on Amazon. And you can buy it there by Dr. Mark Costas and Alistair MacDonald. This daily journal helps me focus on the most important things that I need to get done every day. And then I focus on gratefulness, and it stimulates the medial prefrontal cortex a little bit with that gratefulness. So I hope you've gained a lot of tactical things to think about this week from these episodes on happiness. If you want to read the entire book, check out Arthur Brooks, Build the Life You Want, or his other book, Strength to Strength. They're both amazing books. I hope that's one thing for you to think about today. I hope you've had a great day, a great week, and we'll talk to you soon.
For more information about this topic, as well as any others, check us out at www.dentalsuccessnetwork.com or connect with me at addisonkillian.com. Have a great day.